with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Iowa caucuses take place tonight at 8 p.m. under Arctic weather conditions. Nikki Haley says the Republican presidential race will come down to her and former President Trump.
We are the only one going up in the polls. Everybody else is going down. That says something. And we know that momentum that we take from Iowa is going to go into New Hampshire. It's going to get even stronger in South Carolina until we finish this. This will be a two-person race with me and Donald Trump.
While at a Polk County town hall in Urbandale, Iowa, Vivek Ramaswamy says he supports Israel and that country's right to defend itself after the immoral attack by Hamas.
They don't need a backseat driver. They don't need an armchair quarterback. What they need is the diplomatic cover so that the UN or anybody else doesn't wrongfully come in and call with their self-defense genocide, which is what you're actually starting to see happen today.
Polls suggest Trump enters the day with a massive lead in Iowa. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been released from Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Ed Donahue reports.
Austin has been in the hospital for 2 weeks to treat complications from prostate cancer surgery. In a statement, the Pentagon says the cancer was treated early and his prognosis is excellent. This was all kept secret from senior Biden administration officials for weeks. A few days ago, President Biden was asked if he still has confidence in Austin.
I do.
The president answered yes when asked if it was a lapse in judgment. A review is underway. While Austin was at Walter Reed, the U.S. launched a series of military strikes late last week on the Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen. Austin will be working from home as he recovers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
It is another day of brutally cold temperatures and dangerous wind chills across much of the United States. Monday promises to deliver the coldest temperatures ever for Iowa's presidential nominating contest. The markets are closed today due to the Martin Luther King holiday. This is SRN News. Pro-family advocates are cheering a new piece on legislation on Capitol Hill.
The measure, which has been introduced in both the House and the Senate, is called the Families' Rights and Responsibilities Act. And it's designed to protect the rights of moms and dads to guide the upbringing, education, and health care of their children. Matt Sharp of Alliance Defending Freedom says the bill is needed because, quote, parental rights have been eroded by government actions that view children as the property of the state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mexico's rarely listed as a nation where religious persecution is a problem, but that may soon change. According to International Christian Concern, persecution of evangelicals in the southern part of the country is on the rise. ICC fellow Linda Burkle says drug cartels may target Christians because they do not approve of drug use. In pagan communities, evangelicals who do not wish to participate in religious holidays are intensely pressured to do so. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Germany's economy shrank 0.3% last year as Europe's former powerhouse struggled with more expensive energy, higher interest rates, a lack of skilled labor, and a homegrown budget crisis. Africa's biggest oil refinery has begun production in Nigeria after a years-long wait. The $19 billion Dangote petroleum refinery facility has a capacity to produce 650,000 barrels a day and has started to produce diesel and aviation fuel. U.S. markets were closed for Martin Luther King Day, a holiday. On Friday, Wall Street drifted to a mixed finish, closing out its 10th winning week in the last 11. The S&P 500 ended up Friday 0.1% and remains within 0.3% of its record. The Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.